Im Podcast Studio Literatur. Eine Sendung der Literarischen Gesellschaft Thüringen.
There was a moment. There's always a moment when things begin. High school, and you know, at the end of term, at the end of school, you have these a high school disco, simple celebration, very humble, kind of a sound system playing pop music. Some tables with, you know, lemonade, and there were some nachos, you know, tortilla chips. And I never danced. And the music was playing. I don't know what to do. Just feeling very kind of like, you know, kind of nervous conversation. And then I picked up the tortilla chip and I was just looking at it. And then, yeah, first move, okay? First move, and then up and down, second move, okay? And just, I was just there, moving around freely, completely freely. And I just, and I guess I was dancing, doing motions, then dip, eating. People start watching, I don't really care. For maybe the whole song and the next song, just focusing on the tortilla chip, just that. It's a tool, right? It's a tool. If you're dancing with it, you don't know, it's kind of like painting the walls up and down. I was just putting it around. As if, like, what's the most kind of creative way you can, like, eat the dip with the tortilla chip? How many kind of directions can you go before you dip it in? It's about the moment, like, you know, you can express, I know, so many emotions. You know, it's kind of, I mean, if you think of that, it's just like, you know, it's... to describe it as kind of from inside, it's like a fireworks. It's a firework. It's a volcano. It's something erupting inside. It's the moment where you just feel so clear inside yourself.
Eben hörten Sie einen Ausschnitt aus dem Film Momentum von Boris Sewald. Die Musik dazu stammte von Ralf Hildenbeutel. Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, mein Name ist Paula Jenig und ich begrüße Sie heute zu einer ganz besonderen Sendung des Studio Literatur, denn hinter uns liegt ein erlebnisreiches Festival, die Poetry Filmtage, die im Mai in Weimar stattgefunden haben. In diesem Jahr stand das Festival unter dem Motto »Poesie ist Tanz«. Nicht ohne Grund. Schon seit Jahren erlebten wir großartige Kurzfilme, welche uns gezeigt haben, wie eng Kunst, Tanz, Lyrik und Film durch Rhythmus und Bewegung verbunden sind. Immer mehr Künstlerinnen und Künstler entdecken den Kurzfilm als ihr ganz persönliches Medium und lassen uns durch ihre Filme in Seh- und hörbare Welten eintreten, inspiriert durch die Kraft der Worte. In diesem Jahr wurde schon zum 8. Mal der Weimarer Poetry Filmpreis verliehen. 578 Kurzfilme aus 60 Ländern wurden gesichtet und 14 von ihnen zu einem einstündigen Wettbewerbsprogramm zusammengestellt. In diesem Jahr bestand die Jury aus der italienischen Animationsfilmemacherin Milena Tipaldo, der Gewinnerin des letzten Jahres, dem Leiter des Kurzfilmfestivals Monstrale in Halle, Christian Schunke, sowie der Schriftstellerin Ulrike Almuth-Sandig. Die drei vergaben die Preise für die beste Animation und den besten Realfilm. Auch das Publikum hatte wieder die Möglichkeit, einen eigenen Lieblingsfilm auszuzeichnen. Die Preisträgerin des diesjährigen Audience Awards, Fernanda Caicedo, werden wir später kurz zu hören bekommen. Die Animationsfilmemacherin Anna Eisboots aus Amsterdam hat das Eröffnungsprogramm des Festivals kuratiert und auch durch den Abend geführt. Jetzt werden wir sie in einem kurzen Ausschnitt zu hören bekommen.
to start off, this evening of dance and poetry started about a year and a half ago when Guido and I were at a different poetry film festival and discussing what happens when these two art forms come together. I'm a filmmaker, and as Guido has just mentioned, I have done one poetry film, but I love films that deal with poetry in their own way. And I also dabble in dance. So for me, actually, like for these two things to come together is kind of a natural explosion of, let's say, exploration and expression. And they're both so incredibly, well, potentially, expressive and fueled by emotions, and they tend to be so full of subtext. And when you pack them together, you could, if done well, be transported into a world of wonder and interpretability and, most of all, joy. The poetry of the words can transcend into the poetry of cinematography, as well as the poetry of the body. Ideally, taking over from each other where the piece needs it.
Wir wollten diese Energie wollten wir zum Ausdruck bringen, in jeglicher Form, sei es in der Sprache, sei es von den Bildern, in der Musik, im Rhythmus, so ein Wumms, würde ich mal sagen. Ja. Der sollte raus. Und wie kriegen wir das ausgedrückt? Es ist ein Gefühl, es ist kein Thema, was wir rausdrücken wollen, es ist ein Gefühl. We wanted to express a feeling, basically. Und das haben wir versucht mit verschiedenen Medien, von Musik, Kamera, the whole style of the film. And basically our idea was, our concept was, we start very dry. Wir fangen sehr trocken an, Handkamera und Interview. And we make a transition in ein Musikvideo mit, wo ein gesprochenes Interview zu eine poetische Form kriegt und auch die Bilder von Dokumentarstil hin zu Cinematic Style. Und ja, das war, all das sollte dazu dienen, um ein Gefühl, all the techniques we use to express a feeling. And I hope it came off the screen, that feeling.
I mean, I also cannot put my finger on it, but there was definitely a lot of feelings. Also, I can't help but smile so much every time I see it. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm just grinning ear to ear, especially when the mom comes in. Did it start with the tortilla chip?
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah. It's the guy, it's like Patrick. Who's the dancer in the film? Yeah, it started with a tortilla chip. It's the story, and the thing is, what we did is, wir haben ein mega langes Interview gemacht, und wo auch diese Geschichte vorkommt. Das Interview, wir haben wirklich mega viel Interview gedreht mit ihm. Im Endeffekt haben wir natürlich das Interview runtergebrochen auf diese, was war das, 6-7 Minuten. Und was wollte ich eigentlich sagen? Genau. Und es ist auch von dem Interview, das war auch dann die Arbeit, die Magie des Schnittes, wie man aus einer Interviewsequenz eine poetische Form dann wieder findet. Ja.
And so I'm assuming that the interview then planned into a work of semi-fiction where you also invited his mother. Did you know his mother was also a dancer? Is she his mother?
That's a big question. The thing is, as I said, we tried from a documentary and went into a fictional film. And that's the big mystery of the film. What of this film is true and what not? It's not his mother. It's not his real mother. It's the story is real, but we couldn't get the real mother on stage. I have to say that the dancer, he's my brother-in-law, so it's quite a family film, yeah. Ja, also genau, die Frage war ja genau, es geht um Freiheit. Und ich glaube, das war auch, würde ich auch fast sagen, mit einer gewissen Portion Naivität, der Film ist schon eine Weile her, an den Film bin ich mit einer Naivität rangegangen und habe wirklich gesagt, oder wir als Team haben gesagt, wir probieren jetzt wirklich mal einfach alles aus, worauf wir Bock haben. Sei es auch von im Hand von Special Effects, sei es von Kamerastilen, auch musikalisch, in aller Form. Und wir sagen, wir nehmen uns die Freiheit zu experimentieren und wirklich das zu machen, worauf wir Lust haben. Und ich glaube, die Freiheit in dem Film war, und das ist auch das, was er gesagt hat, ist, was am Ende rauskommt, war uns erstmal egal. Wir wollten diesen Film machen und diese Emotion ausdrücken. Das ist die Freiheit, die wir uns genommen haben.
And this is a question about the now. Do you still find that freedom in your work, in that project, in your projects, or is it something that was a moment that you're seeking for?
Ja, das ist der Glück des Erstlingswerks. When this film was quite, it got some good awards and it got around. Der Film hat seine Aufmerksamkeit bekommen. Und im Endeffekt muss ich eigentlich wieder zum Erstlingswerk zurückkommen, weil sobald du im professionell arbeitest, ist nicht einfach, diese Freiheit zu behalten. Ne? Und das ist jetzt eigentlich jetzt meine tägliche Arbeit, diese Freiheit, die ich mal mit meinem ersten Film gemacht habe, die ich mir genommen habe beim ersten Film, die muss ich jetzt wiederfinden.
Je reprends où j'en étais. Salut, bois couronné d'un reste de verdure, feuillage jaunissant sur les gazons épars. Salut, dernier beau jour, le deuil de la nature convient à la douleur et plaît à mes regards. Je suis d'un pas rêveur, le sentier solitaire. J'aime à revoir encore, pour la dernière fois, ce soleil pâlissant dont la faible lumière perce à peine à mes pieds l'obscurité des bois.
In my mind, poetry film is closer to experimental cinema than narrative cinema. Like poetry, poetry films can explore all forms of expression. I think it's a real free cinema. My first intention wasn't to make a poetry film, and when the film was done, I didn't think that I have made a poetry film. First of all, because the film is narrative. The story I wrote needed a poetry. The poetry gives to the two characters the way to communicate, but I didn't think that my film illustrated the poetry. However, I submitted my film to the Zebra Poetry Film Festival of Berlin. I thought, why not? The film was selected and then I thought, okay, it's a poetry film. So I submitted it to Weimar. I was very proud and honored by those two selections. My aim was to do a film about nudity, but a nudity without sexual implication, a simple and pure nudity. When I wrote the screenplay, I had to find a poem that matched with the story. I opened my old Lamartine book and immediately came across the good poetry. And I thought, yes, this is it. I have a preference for a cinema that shows over a cinema that explains. For me, cinema is an art of observation, and I think that people who watch my movie are observers too. I want them to have that kind of feeling, be free to observe and feel.
Lie they tell goes over well. adulthood. Fat man down the chimney puts gifts under trim tree. But we're all hip to the trick. There is no Saint Nick. For a lost tooth by a fairy is not proof of moral decay. You can't pray away reality behind truth. O sayer of sooth, there's no fairy of tooth.
You afraid of the truth?
If a hog comes to ground and a shadow is found, it's 6 more weeks of winter. Ridiculous lore of the people who bore from the land now called Inter. If it's a prophet they sought, there is no magic marmot.
Would you prefer a lie or the truth?
An immaculate hair leaves eggs everywhere for little souls to find. Sweet chocolate rebirth forgives sin of those left behind. So pass the plate, get the money! 'Cause there's no Easter Bunny. Three things cannot be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. So why do we spin up our youth with these fantastical traditions and bizarre superstitions? As we abandon facts, we abandon freedom. Liberties to authorities, might as well cede them. If nothing is true, power can't be criticized. Science and data will be politicized. And then we lose everything we ever prized. If nothing is true, then all is spectacle, with no more props for the skeptical.
This is Dawn Westlake, recording from Los Angeles. I've made 4 poetry films, A Life of Death in 2003, Scrappy in 2016, Terroir in 2019, and For the Skeptical in 2022. Poetry film for me is any sort of short film that expresses some sort of message or tells a story in a poetic way. Not necessarily rhyming, but just not a traditional narrative. And I, for one, love that because you're not boxed in. You can really dream. You can go places with the cinematography that maybe you couldn't, certainly in a studio film. So I really enjoy working in this. I first got into doing poetry films by making the film A Life of Death in 2003 based on a poem that my father wrote. And I had such a good job, working with him. But yes, I think we also did a very good job. And we got into over 100 festivals and won 9 awards. And that was just so much fun. And I got to meet so many cool people on the poetry film circuit. And so, that just really put it on the map for me. And I thought, okay, this is another way to play with film and meet cool people. And so then the next poetry film I made was also based on a poem that he wrote called Scrappy. That was in 2016. And then I wrote a poem in 2019 called Terroir. And I was thinking, well, how should I do this? Just the typical poetry film? And then it occurred to me, no, this is actually a song. So that opened up a whole other avenue because that also got into some music video festivals. So that was kind of cool. So then this latest film that I made for The Skeptical in 2022, that is a film about the dangers that are posed to democracies by myths, lies, disinformation, and propaganda. And obviously that is a topic that is top of mind around the world as we're all struggling against some of the authoritarian tendencies in the population. And that's also been very well received, which has been very thrilling. And that too was something where I thought, hey, I had so much fun with Terroir. poem, turned it into a song. And so this time I actually went for the rap genre. So again, opening up more avenues for the film to be seen.
Kapımın önünde üç selvi vardı. Üç selvi. Selviler rüzgarda sallanırlardı. Üç selvi. Kökleri yerde, başları yıldızlarda. Üç selvi. Selviler sallanırlardı rüzgarda. Üç selvi. Bir gece düşman bastı evi. Üç selvi. Yatağımda öldürüldüm ben. Üç selvi. Kesildi selviler köklerinden. Üç selvi. Artık ne kökleri yerde, başları yıldızlarda. Üç selvi. Selviler sallanmıyorlar rüzgarda. Üç selvi. Mermer bir ocakta parçalanmış yatıyor. Üç selvi. Kanlı bir baltayı aydınlatıyor. Üç selvi.
I would define poetry film as a subjective, creative reaction to a poem piece. I made my first poetry film in animation technique. I used stop motion animation with using blackboard and chalk. My movie is Three Cypresses. It is written by Nazım Hikmet and narrated by Genco Erkal. I heard this poem first time around 10 years ago. It was in open air theater in one of the amphitheaters in Ayvalık, Turkey. And I remember that I was really impressed from Genco Erkal's voice. He was really reading and playing well Nazım Hikmet's life. I had already Nazım Hikmet's books at home, but I think when I read by myself, I was not so impressed like when I heard from Genco Erkal, because he was really feeling it and also he was playing it. He was putting these poems to in a world that as an audience, I can understand where is it coming from, which kind of memories, experiences it contains. So I want to extend this experience, and I thought that actually blackboard and chalk can fit very well, because this poem is not so happy and it doesn't have really vibrant colors. It's on the contrary really black, sad, and about losing something, the death of the people, losing the joy of life. For me, I feel this way, and black as a color is fitting, and chalk is not so permanent. It's really easy to erase it, or with the water, with small textile, you can really easily erase it. And I think it's really fitting well to lose your connection to life, and that's why I think it went really well. It was my first try and last try with the blackboard and white chalk. But later I was more interested in poems, and when I'm reading them, I thought also, how can I animate them? And I already had some more ideas to animate in the future, but maybe with different materials.
Tell you of the pitch black mile walked with cidery mouths, our hair flushed in occasional headlight, throat singing sweet child of mine, a distance increasing from men we left at the pub, too old, too frightening when they did react to the early curve of our bodies. My mother elsewhere in the starlit hinterland, just the lane knowing how to hold us, its chorus of night creatures. The collapse into a bedroom, joint a shared firefly at our lips, clothes strewn, soon sleeping like children. I will understand your need to be away from me and with girls. Girls I want to wake now, pull from the men they chose, pull from their tumbled dried sheets, become a multitude, storming under stars, sky crackling at the sight of us, all the promises re-rising in our throats, needing each other. Like a fire.
This is Helmi Steele. So, a poetry film is a film that connects to the emotions of a poem, and it also visualizes the feeling of the poem and the words. And sometimes it even can take the poem to travel further in someone's mind. So that's what a poetry film means to me. And how did I get into the poetry film scene is that I immigrated from the Netherlands to the UK, so I lived in London, and when I moved to another country, I had so many emotions and feelings in me, and it's also a little bit like, how do you say it, like almost cutting through some roots that you have with the country. So my feeling was to write a poem about that feeling of moving to another country. So I wrote an English poem. It's called Shadow and Sun. And then I thought, like, okay, so these are my feelings. So how can I connect it a bit more with myself? Because I, in the Netherlands, I already made documentaries and films. So when I was in the UK, I had to start all over again. And so I had written that poem, and I thought, okay, I will connect it with some images. So I started to film in my street. I started to film shadows, but also sun. And so that connected to the feeling that I had. So that's how I started my career in poetry film. And then I also realized that it was like a puzzle, like everything connected with each other. So writing the poem about the feelings that I had, but also connected with images. It was for me like a puzzle that just fell immediately in one piece or something like that. So then I thought, like, oh, I want to do this the rest of my life. So I set up my own company. It's called Poetry Cinema. And then I connected with the Poetry Society in London, but also with Motion Poems in the UK, in America, I mean. So, I started to make more and more poetry films. I was really lucky. and I just love doing it. My film, When It Feels Hot That Rage Against Me, I made that from the start into a poetry film because that's what I do most. So when I read the poem by Rebecca Goss, I was like, oh, this is like, like a feeling of the transition between a girl to a woman, but also from a mother and letting go of your daughter. And so when I read the poem, I read it, I think, 10 times or something. But after the second time I read it, I was already making that connection with the tunnel, because I thought with a girl and a mother, and it's almost like the womb, like when you get a child, you go through a tunnel, the birth channel, I think it's called. But also in life, you go through the tunnel. You have different stages, different phases. So when I saw the tunnel, it's in the Netherlands, in Zutphen, with the colors, I was like, oh, this is the perfect location for this film. And so I asked two friends if they wanted to be in the film and walk through the tunnel and be like girls who just went out and go back home. And they stay together. And as a mother, you have to let go of your girl to find out what's life all about. So that's a bit, what the poem is about. So I think that's all, or I hope. And otherwise, just let me know if you need a bit more. So that's what poetry film and When It Feels Hot That Rage Against Me is about. And so have a lovely day and thank you. Bye.
Torneremo.
We will be back.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Daniel.
Hey, what should I tell you? No, it's I must say I use, I mean, it's not that I want to say I'm into the video poetry world since a long, long time, but it's really the way of expression that I try to approach and to use the most. And I always wonder why. I also write poems. I never transform a poem of mine in a video. But something happened 1.5 years ago that led me to understand better the reasons why I'm fascinated by this language, the reasons why I couldn't find a way to use my own text into a video. And the reason is pretty simple and also pretty private. It's always the question how much you can try to transform something very private in something universal and something. And what Fernanda told before about the relationship to death or grief.
Yeah.
Well, I say luckily, fortunately, it's not directly, it doesn't do with a death, but with a diagnosis of cancer of my father. And my father used to write, I mean, since I was a child, he was writing every day and every weekend, we should also say, listen to the poem and say something about the poem, even if it had to do with politics or something that would, when I was 8 or 10, I mean, okay. And talking about the relationship female-male, mm-hmm. I noticed how difficult it was for, above all for my mother, to say something about it. She was not at all into poetry and she couldn't find any kind of word, mm-hmm. any kind of opinion about his texts. And suddenly, but this is also imprinting, I started to write also my my own poetry. But then actually video and filming and making video laboratories, short films, filming the friends who had a punk band and being like a groupie but with a camera. So just filming it. This was the beginning of my relationship to video.
Everything is in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your film.
I'm more a photographer than a filmer, and I start to film some stuff I can't to photograph because of the light and the sounds of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I take photos since 20 years, and I have 8 terabytes photos and videos from Berlin over the last 20 years. And I write some stories since I was a child, but it's a little bit forgotten, and then it comes back with I make some music videos and with some rappers, the hip-hop music videos. And then I don't know why it comes back, I start to write some text, and then I combine it with my video stuff. Mm-hmm. From the city.
And when did it happen? Because I know that you like you are I have portraits of Berlin, like you have mm-hmm. been working on the topic of Berlin, but yeah. Then when in this process of working text, music, when did you start doing your own films, like with your own texts?
I think it was last year, but I don't promote it. I have my own YouTube channel and there's some stuff on it, but it was the first time I promoted outside on the internet or on Instagram and YouTube.
What, now that you have done like your first, this film is like this first film in this genre, like, have you, did you know anything about poetry film before?
No. No, not so much. Not so much. This is my own art. It's I don't know. It's the right place for here, but
it is the right place.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I when I saw the film, when we saw the film, I lived in Berlin also.
Okay, cool.
For a while. Yeah. And I said, oh wow. Then you say, ah, oh, like another Berlin film, but this has like this the spirit, but also it works really well with the music and the text. No?
Yeah, the music is from a friend of mine. He did this with some electric stuff, I don't know. And I did a new film the last week with an hip-hopper, rapper, mm-hmm. Rocco Weissensee is his name, and he saw my films, and he say, you need my music. And the new film I make, I did, I speak the text on the beat from the, uh-huh. from the music.
Hallo, ich bin Anja und ich bin Animationskünstlerin und freie Filmemacherin und auch Studentin an der Bauhaus-Uni Weimar. Ich studiere Medienkunst und Mediengestaltung und arbeite gerade auch an meinem Abschlussfilm. Und dieses Jahr war ich auch Teil des Poetry Film Target Teams, worüber ich mich auch sehr gefreut habe. Ich habe vor allem den Graphic Design Bereich und das Bereich des Social Medias mit betreut. Und ja, habe dafür vor allem so Plakate, Grafiken und Animationen angefertigt. Das Bauhaus Poetry Shorts Programm ist ein Sonderprogramm. Da wurden Filme gezeigt, die in den letzten Jahren an der Uni in dem Bereich Poetry Film entstanden sind. Und allgemein hat die Uni eine sehr starke Verbindung zu Poetry Film. Also vor allem auch dadurch, dass Anna und Catalina, die eben das Festival leiten, auch an der Uni unterrichten und immer wieder Kurse geben über Poetry Film, auch in Verbindung mit dem Festival. Ja, genau. Und da entstehen halt dadurch immer, auch immer wieder neue Poetry-Filme. Und ja, also für mich war eigentlich auch eins dieser Kurse wie so eine Tür, die mir so Poetry-Film-Genre eröffnet hat. Ich habe mich zwar davor schon auch sehr für Poesie interessiert und habe es aber jetzt nicht wirklich so mit Filmemachen verbunden. Ja, und dann habe ich aber im ersten Corona-Semester einen Kurs von Catalina besucht, wo es eben um Poetry-Filme ging. Und da haben wir eben ganz viel darüber geredet, was sind Poetry-Filme, haben uns ganz viele Beispiele angeschaut, ja, und haben auch Sachen produziert, obwohl es ja Corona war, wir konnten uns alle gar nicht sehen, aber haben dann trotzdem so Sachen in Gruppen gemacht. Also es war echt spannend und ja, zwischendurch hatten wir auch einen Workshop mit Helmi Still gehabt. Sie hat kurz vorher, also ich glaube das Jahr vorher, hat sie auch einen Preis bei den Weimarer Poetry Filmtagen gewonnen. Und ja, da ging es eben auch darum, also wir haben zum einen, das war wie so ein Masterclass, wo sie uns erzählt hat, wie sie arbeitet. Und dann hatte sie für uns wie eine Aufgabe für eine Woche. Und zwar hatte sie damals ein Gedicht von einer Dichterin aus Oxford mitgebracht und hat sich da auch vorher selber aufgenommen, wie sie das Gedicht vorliest, sodass wir das direkt als eine Audiospur nutzen konnten. Und ja, dann sollten wir eben in einer Woche einen Poetry-Film produzieren. Also es war echt spannend, weil man war natürlich dadurch in der Zeit schon sehr begrenzt. Man durfte keine Technik auswählen, die jetzt irgendwie sehr lange dauert oder musste halt auch eben sehr schnell arbeiten. Und gleichzeitig war das Gedicht aber auch super aktuell. Also das Gedicht heißt Quarantine und da ging es sehr stark darum, so wie es ist, halt die ganze Zeit in der Wohnung einfach nur eingesperrt zu sein. Also ich glaube, das waren so Sachen, Gefühle, die wir alle sehr gut verstanden haben in der Zeit. Wie gesagt, das war auch wirklich so das erste Corona-Semester, so ich glaube die ersten Monate von der Quarantäne. Genau, und am Ende hatten wir das auch präsentiert, wo die Dichterin auch dabei war. Also das war irgendwie dann auch echt schön, so ihre Reaktion darauf zu sehen. Und ja, und jetzt ist dieser Film, also dieser kurze Film, der auch bei den Poetry-Filmtagen gelaufen, worüber ich mich natürlich sehr gefreut habe, weil jetzt auch nach den ganzen Corona-Jahren das irgendwie auf der große Leinwand zu sehen, war schon echt sehr schön.
Quarantine. I didn't know I'd miss waiting at traffic lights, waiting for a burst of color, a static of sound. I didn't know I'd miss noise, crowds, the breath of rain as it hits parched tarmac, being near enough to hear people's breath. I didn't realize I was only exactly alone when I was walking home from school or to the shops. I didn't realize it was the in-between times that held me together.
Und ja, deshalb habe ich mich natürlich sehr gefreut, bei dem Sonderprogramm als Filmemacherin dabei gewesen zu sein. Genauso wie ich mich natürlich jetzt sehr darüber freue, eben auch Teil des Festivalsteams zu sein. Weil ich einfach glaube, für mich hat sich Poetry-Film zu einem sehr, sehr wichtigen Genre entwickelt. Also Gedichte spielen eine wichtige Rolle so bei meinen eigenen Arbeiten. Ich verwende sie auch gerne auch so als Inspirationsquelle für die Stoffentwicklung, auch jetzt zum Beispiel auch bei meinem Abschlussfilm. Und ja, deshalb hat irgendwie auch Poetry-Film so eine wichtige Bedeutung für mich. Und es ist ganz toll, so Teil dieser Familie jetzt zu sein.
Esta historia nació del estruendoso silencio que me visita. Desde que ya no estás. Ahí, en ese instante, cuando el mar se calma y se adormece. Cuando por fin el sol logra acariciar al mar y la luz se despide de la tierra. Cuando se enamoran y se disuelven juntos en destellos de luz hacia la oscuridad, ahí nace el canto de la cigarra. Sus alas adornan todos los horizontes. Su canto le hace compañía al tiempo. Sin forma definida, palpita. Y sin tiempo ni espacio, baila. Todo lo que hay más allá del horizonte. De la luz. De toda esa magnífica e incalculable. profundidad.
I will define poetry film as a cinematographic genre that combines both the beauty of the physical movement of the world, whether it is represented in live action film or in animation, as well as the beauty and movement of the intangible, that part of the human being that lies in the inner self and can only be drawn through words. I think I have been surrounded by poetry all my life. My father writes poems to everything, to life, to the books he reads, to landscapes, to the people he loves and admires, and I have grown up with that sensitive form of expression by my side. When I created my short film, Testigo del Viento, it did not intend it to be a poetry film. I simply created a story that made sense to me at that time, considering my cultural background, and in fact, I thought it sounded more like a Latin American legend. But over time, I realized that the whole project, from the narrative style to the image management and the musicality of the story, are in fact poetry. I was lucky enough to present my short film at the Poetry Film Prize Festival in Weimar, and that was for me the confirmation that my short film fits perfectly in this genre. What inspired me to make my short film was the loss of two very important women in my life and facing their death so far away from my country. In those moments of grief, I felt the greatest fear that haunted me as a child, the fear of dying and disappearing. So I knew I needed to give closure to that fear that was coming back to haunt me, because usually in my culture, family plays a very important role in grief, but I was alone. So I created a story that uses the symbolic world of nature and describes the fragile sparkle of life and the transformation of a cicada's passing state. The cicada shares its instinctive journey through love, growth, acceptance, transformation, death, and infinity. In this way, I was able to face death with love and hope and not with fear.
Wir sind nun auch schon am Ende unserer heutigen Sendung. Ich hoffe, Sie haben etwas Festivalstimmung zu spüren bekommen. Vielleicht auch schon etwas Vorfreude auf die nächsten Poetry-Filmtage im kommenden Jahr. Oder Lust, selbst einen Film für das Festival einzureichen, denn auch das ist bereits möglich. Die Infos dafür erhalten Sie auf unserer Webseite. Ich bedanke mich bei Ihnen fürs Zuhören. Die Sendung wurde produziert von Jakob Elias Aran mit Unterstützung von Lena Angert und Paula Jänig. Sie entstand in Zusammenarbeit mit der Literarischen Gesellschaft Thüringen.